Hey, everybody. Adam Davidson, Radcast number 50 coming at you on this fine Friday, January 15th, 2016. I am so excited about this coming Sunday at the church I pastor, Portage Free Methodist, because we are, it's just going to be great. That's all I can say. I don't have time to go into the details, but let's talk about today. The verse that I've landed on, that I've been thinking about and stirring on, that I'm super excited about today is John chapter 2, verse 5. Just one verse, pretty simple. Here's John 2, 5. His mother, referring to Mary, the mother of Jesus, his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Let me say it again, so short, so sweet. His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." This statement came about at the wedding in Cana. They were having a party, like you should for any wedding, and they had all the food and all the wine out, and they ran out of wine. And so Jesus gets involved, which that is another topic for another time, the whole wine thing. But I will say this, Mary recognizes the authority of her son, and she simply says to the crew, "Do whatever he tells you." And we know the rest of the story. Jesus turns water into wine, which is not a story about molecular change as much as it is a sign of his glory, power, and authority. Jesus can change water into wine, yet we doubt that he can help us make it through the day. It's kind of ironic. So Jesus does this incredible sign. But I think the core of that whole story is where Mary says, "Do whatever he tells you." And so I've been thinking about that, pondering it again and again and again. The power of God is overwhelming and complete and enough for everything we need. The plan of God is sure and secure. He understands every step we've got to take to get from point A to point Z, or point Z for my Canadian friends. And the key for us is to simply listen to him. Not just to listen to him and say, "Thanks for the tip, Jesus, I'll consider that, I'll take that into consideration," but to listen to him and do what he says. Listen, gang, this is the hardest thing about discipleship, because what he does is he calls us to do something, and everything inside of us says, "That's not a good idea. That's going to cost me my pride. That's going to cost me money. That's going to take time. That's going to be remarkably inconvenient. Nobody else has to do this stuff. Why would Jesus ask me to do that?" He gives us an instruction, and then we say, "Thank you. I'm going to go over here." Discipleship is following Jesus and listening to what he asks us to do and then doing it. Listen to him and do what he says. Super excited about this Sunday. If you live in Portage, Kalamazoo, come to PFM. If not, join me today in growing in the practice of listening to Jesus and even going so far as doing what he says. Thanks.